Greetings, everybody. Pastor Buddy, and I'm joining you live tonight right here around the world on WWRV 3.185 Clear Channel. Glad to have you in here with us. We've got a great program. Tonight's program, beginning a new series, Earth's Enigma. We're going to talk about the strange facts and the possibilities coming up here in just a short time of what the Earth is in store for, or what you are in store for that live on the earth, and it's not going to be good in the last days according to the Bible. We'll be right back. Call a friend and a neighbor and tell them the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy's on the air tonight. Yahweh is a mighty tower, and the Bible said the righteous run into it and are safe. That's the name of Yahweh, none other. It's the only one, ladies and gentlemen, that we got in a holy book. If you believe in the Bible, you got to believe in the original language it was written in, and the language of Hebrew says his name above every name, as the song said. And every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess. And if you haven't done it now, you need to. And maybe after tonight, you'll have a reason. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in perilous times. There are signs of the end times. And I just can't stress it enough. I'm going to repeat it again for those who have a ear to hear. There are many signs of the end times. We've got strange things happening here on earth. Atheism, that means man trusting himself instead of the divine creator. We just got through a 5-part series on the creation factor. Tonight we're going into the Earth's enigma, meaning that there are strange things here that science is just now beginning to come into. And if we continue, the Bible said, the end will not come unless, here's a stipulation, here's a condition, unless there is a falling away. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you know the falling away is here. The world is uniting. Now, to do this, we're going to show you some of the plot and plans of the uniting world. And it's not uniting with you, it's uniting against you. There's a high likelihood coming up of a third world war. Now, we know that the elders, the Illuminati, the masters that run this earth, the wicked, who do not have your good intentions in mind when they devise and divine the predictions and the facts that the Bible said about it, meaning that the Creator knew from the beginning that the evil would be ruling in the end. And the Bible says, listen to what it says, that man shall wax worse and worse. You can't trust nobody. You've got to have a battery of lawyers. A man's word is, it's not his bond like it used to be. A handshake would be all it would take to build a world. Today, a handshake will tear it down. Because the judicial system that unites against you and this world is in a very, very difficult stage of its existence. Will the world be saved from the plan of Satan? Now, Satan's plan is to control it. His plan is to run the earth, and he's been doing a good job because the Bible said he's the god of this world, and he's got a lot of children out here that are so wise and so crafty and so subtle and so deceptive that the Bible said that they would deceive the very elect if it's possible. Now, recently, since the advent of computers, and I believe the Bible was just taken from a computer printout some time ago and laid down in the format, and then man added his little things to it. But the Bible said that the Bible was written by holy men of God, spake as it were moved on by the Holy Ghost. And yet, let me show you something here as a mystery. 1955, in the Qumran Caves, the Dead Sea Scrolls being discovered in 1947, well, in 1955, they found almost three or four books of the New Testament written in Greek. And nobody has ever translated these Greek books. It wouldn't be hard to do. But nobody's ever done it. Wonder why. One of the enigmas that we have is that they tend to shy away from telling us what those pages declared to us in the New Testament. We know that some master skillful deceivers have got in to the New Testament. Now, the reason they couldn't get into the Old, and they did in cases where they could, and we've caught the lying pen of the scribes many times in the Old Testament. The New Testament is another matter. We don't have anything to resource. And if the New Testament doesn't agree with the Old, something's out of skelter. So the Bible codes that have been coming forth is that they have found hidden messages in the Bible, and it predicts the end of the world in 20 and 12. I don't know where you know that or not, but there are many Bible code messages. Now, I don't put a lot of faith in this because I don't believe that the world is going to end in 20 and 12. I've done told you my take on 20 and 12. But the Bible code has proven accurate many times, and the most famous was when it told about Yishak Rabin, when he was given this warning through Bible codes, and he didn't heed it, and he was killed. And there are a lot of other signs, such as great earthquakes, increased dramatically since the 90s, almost 100-fold, 200-fold. It's unreal. And the Bible says that the amount of earthquakes will increase in the end times, and yet this is another important 20 and 12 factor, and 20 and 12 is just the end of an age and the beginning of another. And the age is coming up is the age of Aquarius, like I have told you many times. But with the falling of the church and unification, we're getting into some perilous times, according to the Bible. But because Peter wrote that in the end days, perilous times will come. Men will bring teachers that have itching ears, and that they would deceive the very elect. Now, what about this enigma that we're going to talk about tonight? That the earth is not a ball of molten lava. The central core of the earth are scientists. And the Bible said, beware of those science falsely so-called. Now, man doesn't know whether the earth is a hardened or a molten core, or whether it's hollow. And a lot of evidence, even on coast to coast and places radio stations, televisions. It's now science is beginning to take issue with the long-held theory, non-provable. Even science has not proven that the Earth has a molten hot lava core at its center instead of being hollow. They admit it's not solid. And so the question is it, now since we have volcanoes, they assume since that volcanoes spurt up a hot molten lava, that it's a hot molten core in the center of the Earth. It's iron and minerals and things of this nature, or metals that are melting, and they erupt in times of extreme pressure through electromagnetic disturbances. Well, number one that I'd like to look at now, I'm going to give you a few reasons. Number one, the Earth is not a ball of molten lava. Now, the question that everyone would ask when they hear the hollow Earth ideal is, where does lava come from within? The completely false impression, and in the schools where this has been taught and created in everyone's minds, is that the Earth is a red-hot ball of lava, and they then imagine that lava from volcanoes comes from the center of the Earth. Ask any geologist or seismologist if this is true, and you will discover that they all disagree with that thinking. It's not true. Standard geology and seismology text tells us a different story. The scientists know that most lava is slightly radioactive, and then it is believed that it's produced either by decaying radium or decayed uranium or through stresses in the crust, not in the center. Lava is created by heat generated within the crust of the Earth, and the crust is said to be no more than 20 miles thick. Although, to be honest, nobody has ever actually penetrated the crust, and so we really do not know. But we have greater scientific measurement capabilities today. And what lies beneath the 20 miles is the question that only science and instrumentation, the seismologist and the expert, the geologist, all concur that the lava does not come from the center of the Earth, like we've been taught. I was taught that in school. If the ocean or the Earth, if it were an ocean of molten lava, let's say, inside, it would actually be subject to tidal pressure, and the continents would be broken to pieces as the Earth rotated. Scientists say that the Earth is actually composed of solid rock for the most part. But if you go deeper, the pressures are supposed to be so great that the rock actually flows from this extreme pressure. And as we're going to get on into this, you're going to see that may not be really true. But nowhere in modern geology or seismology will you see them saying that the Earth is a ball of molten lava. The fact, then the final proof comes from seismology itself. When an earthquake occurs, seismic waves travel out in all directions throughout all the Earth. Now, there are two types of seismic waves, the P wave and the S wave. Now, based on this, scientists know that all of the Earth is actually quite rigid and composed only of rock, and the only partial exception is the outer core. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you're going to really understand what we're talking about here tonight, you're going to have to really get with the program and know that the science that has been taught is a little bit different from what scientific agreement with the seismologist and the geologist are now telling us, that the traditional hollow earth ideal is now coming up to be that the waves that go around the earth, as was supposedly thought. Now, the obvious problem posed by the theory is that the seismic waves actually reach right across to the other side of the earth. And scientists are therefore quite confident that the P waves must have passed through the core of the earth, and this tells them that there cannot be a cavity. Oh. Now, wait just a minute. This is the lesson of science in the past. But now, they are finding the mystery of the shadow zones, proving that the earth could indeed now be hollow, and not only that, that all of the planets in the universe, including the sun itself, could be hollow. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it is something to think about in the respect to this ideal of the hollow earth. Long been a laughingstock for anybody that brought up the ideal, because science was against the hollow earth ideal. And ladies and gentlemen, it is not true that some of the science that we've had in the past has now been proven untrue, and deep quakes may disprove the solid earth model. Well, if the deep quakes could, and it's been explored, this theory has been explored on coast to coast, and a lot of interesting enigmas come forth that cannot be readily explained even by modern science. But did you know that the earth at the top is concave? There's a great ring at the top of the North Pole, and all you need to do is Google it. I mean, now we've got Google in on the controversy, because it shows, if you go north and pinpoint north, it will show you a hole at the top of the earth. NASA has known this since the advent of the telescopes from space looking back at Earth, and the astronauts themselves have reported this, although it's been airbrushed out of most models. Now Google will show you that there is a dark black hole. Now let me show you something very interesting. Directly out in space is another hole that is in the nebula, the pinwheel galaxy, it's called. It's a spiraling galaxy, and right in the center of this galaxy is a red dot. But it's a gigantic hole, as the Earth's hole is black. In space, the pinwheel galaxy contains a red eye. More marvelous, if beyond that galaxy is an all-seeing eye. We call it the all-seeing eye in the nebula. It is a blue hole or an eye, and it looks exactly like a man's eye, a giant eye, beholding from way out in space. Beholding. Now, the Bible says that the eyes of Yahweh run to and fro. Nothing is hid from Him. Here we've got the earth itself with a signal, the black hole, And we taught on this on 20 and 12, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, maybe longer. We've done about 12 or 13 hours on this subject, and we've done several similar on the subject since 20 and 12 is come into the picture. When in doubt, the most simplest model is probably right. There is a rule in science known as Occam's razor. Occam's razor is a little piece of logic which states, when choosing between two or more theories, it is most likely that the simplest explanation is the correct one. Because you know why? The Bible said Yahweh took the most simplest of his logic and hid it from the wise and prudent. And science, being wise and prudent in their own ways, are now having to back down on what they have long taught in textbooks, as it could completely be wrong. Now, if you see a simple sandwich model of a hollow earth model that they bring out in this composition, you will know now that a lot of scientists with PhDs, master degrees of knowledge, are now looking at the most simplest and in the centrifugal rather than the gravitation. Science has long held that gravitation holds the earth in to a tight, compact core. But now, science has disputed that. More modern science, in the simplest terms, says that the earth is in a centrifugal force and is hurling matter out from its center. Well, you know, if you've ever worked on a clay model spinning, that this is exactly how you would make a teacup or a coffee cup or a container that is hollow inside. It's by centrifugal force, not force of gravitation, that pulls together. And we know that any mass of 30 miles would contain what we call gravitational pull. However, as the Earth goes through the universe spinning madly, if you will, and the wobbling of the poles, which is directly north and south, and the tilt of the Earth is centrifugal as it hurls itself out, the logic now in the most simplistic models is that, yes, the darn thing is hollow. Now, my question to you is this. Why? Why is it a no-fly zone for all commercial and military, to some degree, traffic that crosses the North Pole? Why is it that most nations observe this no-fly zone? Well, in an interview with a commercial pilot who revealed, with his name concealed, didn't want it told because of his job, that they were to avoid going directly across the North Pole. However, at one time, the adventuresome pilot dared to fly closer to the pole than what normally the correct procedural route of his engineer, as they were talking about, wonder why. And to his amazement, when they got within a few hundred miles, his instrumentation suddenly went berserk. Like some force had grabbed his instruments and spun them wildly out of control. He quickly veered away from the planned route to get closer to the North Pole. And when he did, his instrumentation became stable. It was a puzzle to his mind. He revealed that to one of his closest friends before he died. He said, there's something at the North Pole that our government does not want us to know. Now, with Earth's enigma is showing up on Google, we also know that down at the South Pole, we know less about the South Pole. Only the governments have stations and military aircraft that are permitted to go to the South Pole. You must be authorized to travel there. And it must be in some type of scientific nature approved by the world's governments. It seems like that they're in cahoots with keeping the North and the South Pole enigma a secret, or at least from the mass. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I mentioned 20 and 12. And if the feasibility of a possible hollow worlds is now beginning to be the most simplistic of the scientists in their theoretical models of this seismic data, it is now that the superior theories is that the hollow earth seismic model and its seismic predictions with those of the solid earth models, he said, if they are conducted accurately, most would be surprised at the results. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you was to think in terms of the hollow earth, why would it be hollow? And the question would be obvious. Who lives down there if it's hollow? If there's a hollow place, could someone live in the hollow earth? Well, ladies and gentlemen, is there a possibility that someone lives inside the earth? Well, the Bible has got an interesting statement. It said the earth was searched and beneath the earth was searched. And no one was found worthy. And also it said heaven was searched, by the way. So those three places to look for someone worthy to bear your transgressions. Earth, on earth, under the earth, or in the earth, and in the heavens. And nobody found worthy. And ladies and gentlemen, it's so strange. It's the time of the end, according to the Bible. With Nibiru, 20 and 12, does the government know something? Is that why they're on a maddening spending spree? Are they working feverishly overtime to bore into the earth? To create large caverns that they could stockpile with food and emergency supplies when you know nothing about it? Are we in for the Third World War long predicted by man on the surface? Is there intervention of ones from outside our solar system? Are we now entertaining such groups as, let's say, the reptilians, or such, and it's strange that they're called reptilian, because they look like a snake. They have snake features. They have large black eyes, very liquid eyes, the ones that's reported. And ladies and gentlemen, the people that's reported these are professionals, not some kook. You know, and yet the government tries to discount this and ridicule. And one of the greatest secrets that's been kept in our government's archives and files is not the atomic nuclear weapons. Iran right now has access to nuclear weapons. And this is the cause, Was it deliberately given to them? Say, Russia, when it broke apart, as it was supposedly done, did the rich oil nation of Iran, and other countries for that matter, did they buy the scientific knowledge of how to build a nuclear weapon? Was this for the cause of the Third World War, which is predicted, by the way, of the Illuminati, as they are planning the demise of two-thirds of the world's population to exit planet Earth? Now, frightening scripture in the book of Revelation, chapter 11, tells us that the plot of the evil to destroy the Earth, I mean, it's going to get out of control. Something is going to get out of control. Now, you've probably heard about the planet Nibiru and the rumors that are swirling around the year 2012. Is the planet Nibiru? Is it behind the sun? Does NASA know about it? Did they get a leg up? Did they find out that, well, we know a large asteroid is posed to pass this planet in 2012. Could there be disastrous gravitational effects? And the answer could be, yes, it could be. And so then, there are a lot of things that we don't know. We're certainly not preparing. Did you know that 99% of the world is not prepared for a disaster? How about if you had to go without food for, let's say, 60 days? You think you could make it? Could 95% of the world's inhabitants survive a 60-day drought with no food? And the answer would be a resounding no. The grocery stores, in the event of a disaster, and this could be a catastrophe beyond man's imaginal belief, and it could be man-made, and only the strong would survive. Only the prepared would survive. Are they planning such an event in our immediate future? It's possible. It's possible that that time could come. As the Bible says, in the last days, as I quoted up front, perilous times can come. Are you prepared? How well off are you? Can you meet the conditioning purposes? You say, well, Pastor Buddy, I wouldn't want to live anyway if it got to that point. Now, the Bible says a man will give everything he's got to save his soul. If you don't believe that, you wait till you get sick with cancer. And you could save up a fortune. And you'll get the best cancer doctors. You will get the best physicians that money can buy. And yet, maybe the most simplest terms, as we've done determine, that science now is saying that the most simplistic answer to most of the Earth's enigmas is simplicity. Not the great scientific theories that are advanced by man, or have been advanced, such as the Earth being a molten core and solid. When now the evidence is overwhelming to be in favor, and yet there's a reluctant government. There's people that don't, if it's true, some reason they don't want you to know this. Now, when the Bible said that Cain was driven from the face of the earth, and the Bible said that there was a seal put upon him. Now, we know that the Edomites are running the world right now. This is a derivative of Cain, but Cain proper. Now, if he was driven from the face of the earth, now, if we take that literal, and you could, because that's what it says, it's the most simplest term, to believe literally that he disappeared from the face of the earth and went somewhere. He still exists. Are there people living in the interior of the earth and other planets. Is that why that we haven't seen any life in space as we visited and made flybys? But we know through instrumentation that Jupiter is hollow, the moon is hollow. It's a proven fact. We can no longer discount it. And yet your government is reluctant to come on board with scientific evidence. And a lot of the scientists and PhDs and professors of science are saying that NASA especially is airbrushing out a lot of the artifacts that they have discovered on other planets to keep you from knowing that we're not alone. Now, you talk about creation and panic. This would really tip the scale against, if you know what I mean. The government would lose control. Panic and chaos. You see, they have ruled so long through chaos, they're trying to avoid the major chaos that could come as a result of telling us that we are in imminent trouble and that things could happen that would be detrimental to our health unless we are well prepared to weather this coming storm caused by a nearby planet that has long been told, even in the archives in Mesopotamia and out on the deserts, these tablets have been dug up and decoded, if you will, and tells of a terrible planet called Nibiru. It is called the Red Star Planet. And ladies and gentlemen, on your computers, if you have a computer, all you have to do is look for a YouTube that shows you this vast red planet star approaching Earth. Yet nobody, the government's not sounding an alarm. Although they did in the mid-80s, they announced that they had found this wayward planet. And then all of a sudden, they ceased from giving any more information, withdrew the information that they'd posted on their website, and it's no longer available. Why? Is there something going on that they don't want us to know in the end days? Are you prepared? It is a time of trouble. But such as the world has never seen. The Bible says that only the strong, only the wise, will survive. And the Bible prophecy of 20 and 12, it says that the end times, it will be wars. Coming up, the Third World War. Rumors of wars. Why, all of a sudden, with all of the activities, you see the governments that run the world, how can they run out of money? Whatever they determine money to be is the exchange factor that we trade for goods and services. They're still goods and services. They just say our money's no good anymore, and money's failing. Well, if that's the case, it would have to be an engineered failure deliberately on their part to bring about the chaotic and fearful conditions that the Bible didn't say, I'll bring all these things. It just said these things will be going on when the end days come. And true to form, our Messiah prophesied a time of trouble such as the world has never seen. Could it come just down the road? Is it approaching? Could there be a earth-shaking event such as the world has never seen? A large loss of human life as the earth hurls 26,000 miles an hour through space, plus, and we're on a collision course with some type of wayward planet. Listen what the following 10 facts that I can get out to you in a part one here of the Earth's enigma. The Mayan calendar starts in 3113 B.C. That's 3,113 years before the advent of the Messiah, give or take a few years because time may be off just a little bit. But it's for sure that it ends, this calendar, on December the 21st, 20 and 12. The Mayans have accurately described various astronomical events in those 5,000 plus years of the advent of their calendar. And it's one of the most accurate that man has ever seen. It's still the number one accurate calendar that is in all the world. The galactic alignment, which is happening right now, actually started in the zone in 1980 and ends in 2016. And the sun was best aligned with the center of the galaxy in 1998. That's a pivotal point that we're looking at. And from the Earth's top, looking down upon the Earth, there is a black eye. It's called a black hole. And yet, there are lights, fantastic lights, in this region. And science has looked at the most hardest approach to these lights, scientifically speaking, causing magnetic shifts and things of this nature, and maybe the sun glistening on the large ice cap in Greenland and causing all these. And yet the only logical answer is the light has to come from in the Earth, and that has been proven. And yet they still will not admit if there is a magnetic pole shift going on now. And scientists do believe that these shifts happen and have in the past, and some disastrous, with hundreds of thousands of years in between, each lasting about 100 years, and the present pole shift just started, and it's happening faster than expected. It was supposed to start in the 24th century, and yet it's starting now, and it begins to make sense what the Bible says, that Yahweh said, I will shorten time by speeding up. If you look at today and you don't have a time, there's still 24 hours in a day. However, it is your reasoning, because you're going through what is called the photon belt, and your brain can't keep up with the increased speed, and you say, where does time go? It's still 24 hours in a day. And yet, you don't have time to do anything, hardly. Or I don't. And I've heard a lot of people complain about the same thing. Now, the book of Revelation does mention that in the end times, when it's near, but it doesn't give the exact date, but it does say, you'll know by the signs. Look at them. Man has developed a software called Time Wave Zero, which describes various historical events based on mathematical units. According to this software, 20 and 12 will be the end of time. And it's predicted accurately the events of the past. In some instances, it picked up amazingly, accurately. And yet, when it gets to 20 and 12, it stops. Is it because that time ceases? Or is it because we're entering into what we said as the photon dimension, where things change and only nothing changes? It's our perception. Much knowledge shall be increased. Well, ladies and gentlemen, your government works and hires and employs. It's the largest employer in the world is your government's. They hire more people than all the major independently run corporations. And now corporations are becoming a wing. This is planned. A strong arm of the government. The government controls now in America. We're like communist China, almost. We're going right down the same road. An iron fist control over its individuals or its populace. The web blog is called, originally developed in the late 90s for making stock market predictions, suggests that there will be a worldwide catastrophe or catastrophic event in 2012. Does the government know that? The accurate web bot developed in the 90s, and they've been using it for a while, a gigantic asteroid named 433 Eros will pass Earth on January the 31st, 2012. A gigantic asteroid. Now, they put that, it's not just an asteroid, it's a gigantic, and it's going to be passing in 2012. Will this wreak havoc with our gravitational? Would it disturb our magnetic systems? Remember, the poles are magnetic, and they can shift and have in the past with disastrous results. Or it could be just a shift, and nothing happens. I predict that what's going to happen is it's not the end, it's the beginning of the end. And ladies and gentlemen, the beginning of the end is the time of trouble, such as the world has never seen. And so then, disastrous things could happen, or wondrous things could happen. Wondrous if you're prepared for them. It says that the wise will do exploits against this international conspiracy as it formulates a one new world order designed to either destroy you or control you. And the Bible says it will literally wear out those who oppose it. Literally wear them until a time and a half a time. Or, again, the 3.5 years or the 7 years of this so-called. Now remember, 1 year to Yahweh could be 1,000 years. So we don't really know. We don't have any idea. The Bible Code, which is published in 1998, finds the hidden messages in the Bible and predicts the end of the world in 2012. Some of the interpretation of the prophecies of Nostradamus and other seers have predicted that in the end there will be catastrophic destruction on the planet Earth. If you read the book of Revelations where the whole seas become red with blood, I mean, it's frightening. I used to read the book of Revelations when I was a young man trying to preach, and I would really have trouble sleeping at night because it worried me to read such atrocities and things that are mentioned in the book of Revelation and the book of Daniel. So then, what we need to know is that the earth could be, possibly, the enigma that we're going to talk about here in the coming series, is that there's a lot of scientific reasoning now to say that something has been kept from us enormously, that we could be having visitors now from out in the galaxies or the nearby parallel universes, for that matter. Because only the time when we go through the photon shift, where much knowledge will increase, and the sign of Aquarius is the pouring out. Now, is it going to pour out wrath? Or is it going to pour out blessings? You choose this day who you will serve. If you act wisely, you could be blessed. If you act foolishly and believe the local reports of your governments every day and get caught up in the stock markets and things of this nature, believe in everything that comes out of their mouth, it's the mouth of a false prophet. Cursed is a man that trusts in man. And when people fear the government, it's tyranny. But when the government fears the people, then there's righteousness in the land. And ladies and gentlemen, right now, everybody is fearing the government, the jackbooted thugs that are now projecting their power in a way that we have never seen since the beginning of time. No, not until the day that Yahweh is going to mount up on the wings of an angel, and He is going to bring about destruction for the wicked and redemption for the righteous. Are you ready? Praise Yahweh. Well, you're listening to Pastor Buddy tonight, and I'm sponsored by Dr. Gary and Brother Paul. If you would like to call Dr. Gary tonight, simply dial 1-877-289-7439. If you would dial between the business hours of 9 to 5 Central Time, that we would be delighted. We'd like to hear from you. Give us your opinion on the radio broadcast and what you believe. And order some of the products that Dr. Gary offers on behalf of the Shepherd's Call. We would really enjoy it. And Brother Paul, at 1-800-253-2748. Order some of Brother Paul's products, StemTech. Wonderful scientific advanced formula. And it'll help us out here at the Shepherd's Call. We need your help. And if you'd like to write me, just write Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284. Now, that's Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip being 37824. Yahweh is the rock of salvation, and He's the healer of all of your troubles. If you're troubled in mind, He can calm you. If you need a financial blessing, Yahweh can reach out and bless you. If you need the things that you desire, the Bible said, if you'll ask without asking amiss, you can ask and you will have them. Praise Yahweh. Yahweh is able to supply your greatest need. So remember, you can write Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. Again, the zip being 37824. And if you would like to send us a little love offering to help us on the radio broadcast, we would be real blessed to have that. And we would receive it with thanksgiving and joy to help us bring more messages out in the name of Yahweh. You can call me tonight. I'm live. Area code 423-626-2172. I love you. I'll see you tomorrow night, around the world, 8 o'clock. Yahweh bless you.
Yahweh, He liveth, and blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of my